The artwork you can see here is by Finnish graphic novelist Tiitu Takalo. It is one of six large artworks presented on a 3-metre by 1.5-metre billboard around Sweetbriar Marsh's Nature Reserve in Norwich as part of a nationwide project called On Our Doorsteps. The artwork is made up of a series of 13 smaller pictures presented across three rows. In each one, we see a scene depicting people and landscapes represented in delicate line drawings with atmospheric watercolours that capture the soft tones of the landscape and the weather conditions. It is clear that this is an artwork that has been made carefully by hand and then reproduced much larger to fill the billboard. In the first image, on the top right of the artwork, we see four figures and a dog in a landscape of yellow, orange and brown grasses and other low plants. To the left is a woman in a brown coat and hat, jeans and boots. This is Rachel. She is a white woman with long blonde hair and she is kneeling on the ground holding a camera with a long lens. Close behind her is her guide dog, Biggie. We can only see his back legs in the picture. To the right, we see a figure wearing a light blue anorak sitting in a wheelchair. He has his back to us, so we can't see his face yet. But this is Dave. Leaning on the handles at the back of Dave's wheelchair is Denzel. He's wearing a blue jacket, grey trousers, a brightly coloured scarf and a pinky orange bobble hat. The people in the picture are from Inclusive Norwich. Rachel says, "I have no vision in one eye and no central vision in the other. What vision I do have only works very close up." In the second image, we see a close-up of the head of a plant. It has several brown stems leading off one main stem, and you can see where there would have been flowers in the summer. The centre of the picture is really detailed, but away from the centre, all the colour and detail is washed out and blurry. The text above reads, "I take close-up pictures, but I can only tell if they're good when I get home and load the shots onto my computer." In the third picture, we see Rachel again, close-up this time, only head and shoulders. She leans towards the roughly textured bark of a tree, touching it with her hands. She says, "Firstly, I've got to find things to take the pictures of." In the next image, Rachel is now crouching down next to a tree, looking away from us and pointing her camera at another plant. Biggie stands beside her, also apparently inspecting the plant. We can see that Biggie is wearing a harness. And now to the right, we see Dave for the first time. He's facing us in his wheelchair and says, "Nature just turns the noise down, turns down the pain levels, anxiety levels, all of it. That's what I love about being in nature." In the first image on the second row, we see a close-up of Dave facing us, but looking to his left. He's got his hood up now. He's a white man, he wears glasses and has a beard and a moustache. "Mental and physical health go together," he says. "If you don't have good opportunities to boost one, the other goes down too." Next we see Rachel and Dave, both head and shoulders. Rachel is a bit closer to us. She says, "The fact that the Norfolk Wildlife Trust really worked with us on making the place physically accessible also makes it feel mentally welcoming to me." We look down at Biggie next to Rachel's legs and boots in the next image. He is a Labrador with a yellowish coat, a pink nose and soulful eyes. We can see how his harness goes round his body and we see Rachel's hand holding him. The text says, "I feel more part of the community here than I do in a lot of other places." The final image in the second row shows Rachel holding her camera with Dave and Denzel nearby. Dave smiles as he says, "I got the feeling that we matter. We're not just on the side, a burden on society. We're part of society, and that's an important feeling to have." In the first image of the bottom row, we see a close-up of Rachel's face, with the faded browns and oranges of the landscape behind her. She looks wearily down at the ground and says, "When you've got a disability for different reasons, your life can sometimes be really hard, very unpleasant, stressful, and just miserable." In the next image, she is looking up. We see Dave moving away in the distance in his wheelchair. Rachel says, "And if a place is accessible to you, you are as equal as you can be to somebody who doesn't have a disability." Then we see Dave in his chair, his hand on the control, moving left to right. He turns to us saying, "If there are good, accessible paths, it's good for everybody, for parents with buggies, people in wheelchairs or limited mobility." In the final image, we see Rachel with Biggie, Dave and Denzel walking in the distance. And now we see another figure with them in grey clothing. This is Titu, the artist of this work, who has been with them on their walk around the nature reserve. They walk together through the atmospheric landscape of yellow and green grasses, grey distant blue trees and the grey bushes, whose white blossoms show that spring is on its way. This was one of Titu Takalo's artworks for On Our Doorsteps. She created two other artworks with people from the community around Sweetbriar Marshes. A writer, Zakaya McKenzie, has also created three new text-based artworks for billboards on the reserve. The project was developed and produced by We Live Here in collaboration with the Norfolk and Norwich Festival and is funded by Arts Council England and the Finnish Institute.